The Exchange is a new venue. It's an exciting venture. It's been built by Richmond Council and it's being run by St Mary's University. So it's a partnership between those two organisations. But we're very excited. It's now open after a fair bit of negotiating. It's now open and we've got a 300-seat theatre that we're going to be using as a public venue. So we have got a lot of learning spaces as well. So it'll be bit of a hybrid between a college and a public venue, but a lot of exciting things planned for the coming months.
What are we likely to see? What sort of shows are we likely to see there?
I think it's going to be a mixture of sort of a bit of theatre. We've got some children's theatre lined up, some stimulating talks, and then some music. We've got some folk music lined up, but we're actually looking at other types of music to have on there. It's a nice sort of playhouse type theatre, what people would think of as a playhouse theatre. But so a mixture of stimulating talks. We've got four events as part of Richmond Literature Festival. So we'll be looking for partners. We're looking to sort of add value to Twickenham, Richmond, Kingston area.
Okay.
It's the only 300-seater venue in this area. So, and you can get some good names with that size venue. So we're looking to bring some good names to the area.
So there's something for everyone, really. I suppose if families, children, people of all ages will be able to...
Yeah, and we can also show films. So we're planning like a little Christmas film special, which will be really good for families. As I say, we'll be doing some children's theatre in half term, so people should look out for that. Generally, something for all ages, something eye-catching. That's what we're looking for, something to be relevant and thought-provoking as well. So we've got like scientist Helen Chertsky coming in at the end of November, and as Germaine Greer, we've got the sort of feminist writer and activist. She's coming to do a show in January.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's all interesting and exciting sort of new venture. We've been a bit under the radar, but we are now up and running as a cafe as well during the daytime, and we've also got five studio spaces that people can come and hire for community use, and we're finding quite a lot of demand for that, for short courses or well-being courses, all sorts really. So we hope it'll be a sort of hub of activity for right opposite Twickenham station.
Okay, and when did you guys open?
We opened fairly recently, so we opened initially just to have some student space there, so it's like a soft opening. Our first shows, we've just had first couple of shows, but they've gone really well, and the feedback's been great, and we've had good reviews, so we're very happy, because it's not totally straightforward opening it's a new building, so inevitably a few teething problems with the building, but also just generally it's all new staff, all new team. We want to spread the word about it. And so, you know, it's not completely easy, but it's quite good fun, really. There's something, something really exciting about having a new cultural venue in an area, I think.